Welcome back to Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas. Make up our theme song right now.
The only thing that I thought of was Bailey's.
No, we don't want to shout out to the great Bailey, but we don't want to copy Bailey.
No,
Bailey.
No.
Las Hermanas. Anyways, so we were just out here vibing. We thought that it'd be a good idea to just start potting. Is it podcasting or potting?
Potting.
Potting, yeah.
That sounds like something people who are planting
plants. No, potting. Not potting.
Potting?
Potting.
Potting.
P-O-D-D-I-N-G. Oh, pod. Yeah. We thought it was a good idea to start potting every day, just because a conversation that we just had prior to picking up the mics was fairly interesting. We talked about me tweeting and not posting those tweets, even though I feel like they were valid tweets. How do you feel about those
Everything
tweets?
Everything you tweet is valid.
Oh, that. So why am I not verified, but the CDC is?
Oh, my God.
That was actually one of the tweets. I appreciate that, sis.
Yes.
So moving forward, I'm going to have to come up with like an outline every single day. But I guess we're going to just kind of mimic what we have going on. So last time in the first podcast, we talked about our name, which was cool. We're not going to talk about our name today.
Obviously.
We had two people listen to the first episode.
Oh, period.
So that's like 80% less than what we thought it was going to be. We thought it was going to be 10, but it was only two.
Wow, and our family's so fake.
Wow.
Can we just say that? Like, our family
super
is so fake. Like, I understand. Like, y'all are all at home. Y'all all have COVID.
Everybody's at home. Nobody's doing anything.
And nobody wants to listen to our podcast.
Literally.
It's so tragic.
Now I know how SoundCloud rappers feel.
Right.
It's just like, bro, all you have to do is just put it on and mute it. But what you're doing for us is hyping us up when we see our viewers go or listeners go from like 2 to 3. All you have to do
just listen.
That's it.
Like, y'all are not doing anything.
Literally nothing.
Like, y'all don't even have to actually listen, but I mean, like, y'all should.
And whoever randomly ever finds this, welcome. And you are a family and super supportive.
More family than our family.
Big facts. Please reach out so we can say hi, cousin.
Hi, cuz.
What up, cuz? Yeah, not even our cousins listen. I know. There she goes.
She just dug a hole.
Yep, that's what she does.
And is she pooping or peeing?
I think both. So, last episode, we watched my son go to the bathroom in the backyard.
And now it's my daughter.
And it's your daughter. These are our fur
babies. This is a cat.
Yes.
This is a cat.
Anyways, so the conversation that we just had, she's dropping those turds, baby.
Legs. Oh, he's sniffing it just like Shay.
Anyway, and that was another conversation. All right, break back into it. So, I wanted to talk about life for a second. So that one tweet that I was going to post, the one that I was like, I'm so glad to see folks from high school, like, growing up and doing big things or whatever, because I clearly peaked in high school. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Like, wait, because you think that you did better than them in high school and you got your life together quicker?
I never think I do better than anybody, but...
But, essentially...
No, I peaked. Like, that was my prime.
Yeah, like, in Euphoria when they were talking about, like, their peakness...
Yeah.
Yeah,
so like
I refer to that a lot, and I'm like,
don't do that.
Why?
Don't peak in high school.
Why?
You want to peak in life,
girl. What?
You want your life to constantly like elevate.
Yeah, that's what Jules was saying. I want to be like Jules, but like without being like Jules.
Okay, and that's like, a character from the show. She's
yes.
Okay.
Like, because she was saying that she was, like, at 100 peakness, but she thinks that she can, like, get to, like, 120.
Yeah.
By the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't want to, you want to constantly be growing.
That's what
elevating.
She was saying. She
yeah.
wants to constantly peak.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I agree with that. So, I think it's easy for me to be like, yeah, I probably peaked in high school, but I don't think so. I have so many ideas in my head that I feel like putting into fruition, putting into play this year.
She runner. She's a runner.
She runner. She checks. She out. So many things I want to put in play this year that I really feel like will elevate me.
Yeah, but like at the time, you're going to understand in high school, your level of peakness is going to be different from now. Because like if you are consistently peaking, then wait, I'm losing my train of thought here. So like,
long story short, I didn't post that tweet because high school wasn't my peak.
No, but like what I'm trying to say is at the time, if you were doing better than what you were before, then you were peaking to an extent at the time. That's yeah, what your level was.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying that I was at 100 and then every year I've been going up to a higher level. Yeah. But I think what kind of took me there was I'm about to be 31 living with my parents, which isn't bad. There's a lot of millennials out there living with their folks.
That's true. Have you watched Dr. Phil, the one guy that be living in his mom's basement?
And it's not like I don't pay them anything. It'd be one thing if I wasn't paying anything and if I was just eating all the food. Don't you think it would be a little bit more annoying? Right?
I don't know. I'm not the one seeing the money, so it doesn't matter. Like, and you're the one that feeds me, so
big facts. So I feel like I'm pulling my weight a little bit. I view this whole situation as a partnership between me and my parents.
Okay, that's what I'm learning about in biology right now.
Partnership?
No. There's the parasitism.
Parasitic.
Parasitism, and then there's the community.
Community? I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Where thing
one
that
benefits. Yeah. Yes, one benefits. Yeah. One doesn't. Yeah. Both benefit or both neither benefit or lose. Yeah. So they're just buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which one are we?
The communalism one. I can't say anything.
Where
of
we're
them.
All benefiting from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like it's I'm cooking community. Dinner tonight.
I'm getting ripped tonight.
R.I.P. that. So.
Hey.
You still got COVID.
Yeah.
And just a little update. Everybody, including our padre with the vaccine.
Padre.
Has COVID. Right? I am the only one out here thriving. Amongst three big COVIDs.
Three big COVIDs.
Yes.
She doesn't even see us as human anymore. Nope. It's just COVID.
When I look at you guys, I see the big red dots.
I thought they were green.
No, that was the Instagram filter.
Ma'am, isn't the COVID symbol green?
No.
Have you not seen the emoji?
No, the actual COVID thing, like what they show on the news is red and blue, my G.
I think you may be right.
Yes.
I thought it was like green and blue.
No, it's blue and red.
Are you sure there's no green?
Are you colorblind? No disrespect. I'm just trying to figure out all the things wrong with Ayana here.
What else is wrong with Ayana?
We got ADHD going on, a little bit of dyslexia.
Don't forget the dyscalculia. Same thing, just math.
Oh, true that. I might have that. And then now we might be colorblind.
Sis be flipping.
Who?
My words.
Oh, yeah.
And letters and numbers.
It's all right, though. So
my math teachers disagree.
Come on, child. So we're still dealing with COVID. And your biggest takeaway from being COVID positive?
What?
Your biggest takeaway from being COVID positive?
What do you mean? Like advice that I could give?
Like, what have you learned through these last 2 weeks of being COVID positive?
If you need sleep, you're gonna get it.
Okay.
You're gonna get it.
But not encourage you to get COVID because our parents aren't handling it the same way. What? Why are you laughing?
Pick me.
Oh, no, child. Our parents are going through it. But you have to understand that they're a lot older. So I feel
I'm literally like. Fine. I mean, like, I'm sick.
Yeah, but you're young.
And contagious.
Yeah, but you're young. You mean congested?
Contagious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm contagious to people.
I know. So are they. Yes,
exactly. That, mm-hmm. Like, I feel fine, but I'm contagious besides the body aches.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at how cute. They sound cute.
So, you're saying that other than you being contagious to other people and your body aches and being lethargic, you're good.
Yeah, okay. And besides the random headaches.
Big facts. That's have you been taking tragic. Anything on, during this process?
What you mean?
Like, have you been taking any medicine or anything?
To Girl, you see me swallow those vitamins and Tylenol.
I don't know what they are. And
they I don't know what they are either.
You got to remember, you have a mic in your hand, so when I ask you questions, it's not just for me. It's so other people know.
But I don't know what kind of vitamins they are. All I know is zinc. They just in vitamin something.
I love those zinc cough drops.
Of course it's vitamins. I think it's like vitamin E. I don't know. They just give me vitamins and I take them, and then I take Tylenol for my headache, and I drink tea in the morning and at night. And
what if the tea is making you sicker?
You know, that's what Jade was saying to me, like, when I was on the phone. She was like, you're not supposed to drink dairy. And I'm like, okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm like, okay.
I've been watching you have this tea thing every day, and I guarantee,
it's so good.
I just feel like if you had a bang, I feel like you would just be like, whoa. Yeah, I feel like you. I feel like, okay, how would you, on a 1 to 10 scale, how do you feel overall? Not emotionally and mentally, but like physically.
A 6.5.
I feel like you would be like an 8.5.
Listen, I would rather drink a Monster. Like a mocha. Like, I'm really craving a mocha Monster.
Your homegirl just said dairy is probably not the best move, and I actually thoroughly agree with homegirl. So,
well,
maybe you should just try a non-dairy source of energy to just be like, yeah, and we'll see what that looks like. No? Okay.
I'd rather have a Monster, though. I would drink caffeine, but I'd rather have a Monster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything in, I mean, you haven't been out the house, really.
Girl,
you
haven't
been doing much. Is there anything about the world right now that's kind of stressing you out a little bit? Anybody that's been canceled recently?
Canceled? Why do I feel like somebody? The only thing is Lil Tay. I've been following Lil Tay. Yeah. Is this girl okay?
Those pictures that you said, okay.
I know they are old. I saw.
Tell because everybody she looks who younger. Lil Tay is.
Lil Tay is like this little girl who's like a rapper, and she low key looks like a young
Never
Billy.
Heard her rap.
Huh?
I never heard her rap.
I've never heard her rap either.
But she a rapper?
Because she is. She's Lil Tay. She's a rapper. And she's like, how old is she? I think she was like 10 when she
was 9 at the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she was 9. And now there's like a big custody thing, and her parents stole all her money, and now her brother's trying to take guardianship of her, and her parents are abusing her, and I don't know.
So here's my thing, okay? When did she come out? 2015?
I don't know, but you remember how I read you her bio and Instagram? They took it down. The one saying that she was being abused, they took it down. But they posted, so I think they may have did that instead.
How many followers does she still have?
I don't know.
So from an adult point of view of who Lil Tay is, it was this young girl on Instagram a couple years ago.
She was very
young
ratchet.
Asian chick. She wasn't ratchet, but
yes, she was.
You can clearly see that she was being instructed the entire time.
Yes.
Anytime there was a post, and she was known for having a jumpsuit on with like wads of cash coming out of very expensive vehicles, right?
Right.
So, and I'm like, who the heck is this little girl with all this money coming
out
of
she
nowhere?
Got bands.
Yeah, so obviously those are props. Obviously those people gave to her to build a following, right? And then she went ghost for like 2-3 years. And
they just posted.
Yeah, she has 2 million followers still. That's incredible. But yeah, supposedly now there's like reports of her being abused.
Well, no, they were saying that before too as well. And they already had
taken
problems.
Advantage of.
Yeah, they
I
said.
I feel like her parents utilized her to gain money. 100%.
They did.
Okay.
They
so,
did.
But,
that's what
but other than
for.
That, I'm not denying her abuse because it clearly happened.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's still not happening. However,
those photos did look kind
of
old.
For those to be publicly used, if there's a. I just, from my knowledge of law, if there is a case going on, usually
they
keep stuff like that
private.
So either things have already been settled and they're utilizing this as a mean of awareness, which that's not really what they're doing.
But some people just don't listen, and they're gonna do what they want regardless.
Yeah, I'm not telling her what to do, but I'm just saying that this is just kind of what it looks like right now. to from my perspective, it just looks like they're I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do with her Instagram by the end of the year. Do I think it's right what they're doing? 100% no. They're exploiting this young girl who has absolutely no control of her life because she's a child. And when she's 18 and she's out on her own, hopefully she's already in counseling or she seeks counsel when she's able to on her own, because it is, they're exploiting her. They've been exploiting her since she was under the age of 10. That's what her brother's saying. And that's unfortunate. But I also, if this is her brother running the account, like, he's also exploiting her. Because who is he to post her trauma?
Well, she may have agreed with him and been like,
yeah, it's but okay if you're,
I to would like raise awareness. Okay. I don't know. Some time out. People are different.
Time out. You and your trauma, right? Mm-hmm. Even on whatever case it was, it is never. I'm 30, turning 31. You're 16, right? Where in the hell is it ever okay for me to post your trauma on Instagram, whether or not you agree with me?
I don't know, but some people are like that. Some people will do it. Girl, have you not been on TikTok? That's yes, all I have. They do.
But I'm just saying, so for this young lady to have a platform, he's showing this, or whoever is running her account is putting her childhood business. She's well under the age of what she was when she first came out on Instagram with those abuse pictures. She was like 4 or 5 or 6, it looks like. There is no way in H-E double hockey stick that I'm ever going to expose my sister's trauma in that manner, even if she said it was okay. Now, if you want to speak up and talk about a little bit of your trauma, I'll 100% support and back you. However, if she has no control over that account and, like, it's just not right. I just don't think that that's what she should, like, what they should be doing. And from the sound of it, it just seems like she's never had full control over that account anyway. So it's hard for me to believe that it's her posting it.
If it's it is, not her posting okay. it. He, like, if you read it, it's her brother.
Yeah. If
I'm
she,
not agreeing or disagreeing with it at all.
Yeah.
I'm biased because yeah. I just know some people are like that.
Yeah. Like, let them do them type mm-hmm. of thing. Understood. I get it. And people are different. But I just feel like when it comes to other people's trauma, it's never really your place to. And then they posted documentation for people to believe it.
Right.
Which makes me even more about the whole situation, because there is no way that you needed to post that type of thing. There's girl, a bird and a squirrel what? Fighting right now.
Yeah. What in the Tom and Jerry?
We just watched this bird chase this squirrel down.
I was so confused. I saw a reflection and I was like, what kind of big
I've
bird?
Never seen anything like that in my life. That was incredible.
Anyways, Charles.
The squirrel got away.
So who won?
I would say the squirrel.
I feel like the bird. That bird was on top of that squirrel.
Now I low-key, now I know what kind of birds these are. These are these birds that pick at cats and dogs.
The one that was trying to fight Selena.
They do that to, like, build nests. So they, like,
pluck
at these dogs. And then one time me and my mom were in the pool looking at these birds, and we felt bad about these birds getting attacked by, like, this hawk-type bird. Now I don't feel bad.
Right. Don't. This is just the world that we live in.
Yeah, man. Dog-eat-dog world. But people are still people, and I feel like people shouldn't do that because we don't have to do that.
Do what?
We're not supposed to prey on each other.
But they do it anyways. That's the problem. The nurture versus nature thing that they be. That bird really going at it. But that's the.
We're supposed to be nurturers or.
No.
I think we're both.
So, like, when it comes to, like, murders and crime cases, they're, like, nurture versus nature.
Not to interrupt you, but do you think when birds look at us, do you think that they're, like, or any other species, they look at us, or, like, when we're swimming in the ocean?
Girl, what?
Like, do you think wherever environment that we're at and we see animals, do you think that they look at us the same way, like, oh, look at those humans walking.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. I wonder if they're sisters. Las hermanos. Anyways, back to the crime.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You were talking about nature.
No, I was saying I don't know the answer to your question.
Oh, I think we're both. I think we're nature because we're put on this floating rock, the third rock from the sun, which you said.
I was saying, because in crime cases, they'd be like, because when it's nature, like, you were just raised in that environment, like, that's, like, built up trauma, mm-hmm. and then the nurture, you were taught it. Why did it get so quiet? Like, you were, so it was like...
Nature is what we learn or what we're taught?
Wait a minute. Nature versus... I don't know which one is which, but listen, one of them is what you were raised around, and then the other one was what you were taught.
Okay.
So, like, one is, like...
But I think whatever...
Like, instinct, and then the other one is what you were taught.
All right. Because I was going to say, I feel like whenever you're in a home, whatever you're brought up in is going to be nature and nurture. You see what I'm saying? Because you develop behavioral patterns from your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But some people were just raised in... there was this one crime case. I don't remember what it was called, but...
Welcome to True Crime of Los Hermanos.
Right. But his cousin, like, he was in the military, and then he decapitated somebody, and he was holding up the head, and he showed his little cousin.
Trigger warning.
Oh, yeah, trigger warning. And then, then he shot his wife in front of the kid, and then the kid ended up becoming a serial killer after. I don't remember who that was.
Child.
It's one of Bailey's is stories. It? Yeah. Yes. I don't remember who it
this
was.
This is a Bailey episode. We should tag her in it.
Oh, my God. Bailey's awesome.
Bailey.
You know, I was thinking, what if Casetify always sponsors her because mm-hmm. they see crime case and, like, they just look up case and then they think that she's talking about phone cases because they don't, like, if they don't watch it and they just, like, you know, little hashtags on YouTube, they do hashtag case and then...
Oh, we should hashtag Casetify. I thought you were coming to the conclusion that Casetify sponsored her because she talks about true crime.
No.
That's why they sponsor her.
I think that they sponsor her because she has hashtag case and they think
that's actually
that.
Really smart.
Like,
so what should we tag? Mexico?
Girl,
Las Hermanas.
So then we're gonna have a whole bunch of Mexican sponsors.
Yeah. You'd like Takis.
Is that Mexican?
Yeah, I believe so. It's not, but it has like Mexican spices.
We could get chamoy.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good.
That's actually sweet. I didn't think it was going to be sweet.
I saw this TikTok. A monster, you put it in ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I just realized. Never mind.
You put monster
yeah,
in ice.
Yeah, you put monster in ice and then you put like chamoy in it and then you put like lime in it
mm-hmm.
and something else. It's supposed to be really good and I was supposed to try it with my friend.
But you didn't.
Not yet, because I got COVID.
Yep. Per. So, other than body aches, occasional headaches, you're straight. And fatigue.
Yes.
Period.
Per.
We went from COVID to little tates and cases. This is what I'm saying. This is why we're doing this.
Girl,
so, yeah. What did I do to make you mad in the last couple days?
I don't think you actually did anything.
Nah, I think. Oh, my spit in the sink.
Yeah, that's disgusting. She keeps spitting in the sink, and for some reason, she doesn't want to rinse it down.
Because I feel like I make it in the hole.
No, you don't. Like, she never does.
Time out. Who puts their towel in the sink?
Where else do I put my towel?
On the hook behind the door.
I don't know. I put my towel down, then I put my clothes on top of my towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, me spitting in the sink.
Because I'm scared to put my clothes on the counter because you always spit in the sink.
Yeah. Okay, so that pissed you off this week. What pissed me off?
Also, that you said that you didn't think that I was going to finish that food. I ate it all. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying that in hopes that you didn't eat my food, but you ate my food.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, period, queen. It was good, wasn't it?
It was very good.
It was delicious.
Magically delicious.
what did you do to make me upset? I don't know. I just have this thing that if you give my son COVID, like, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Be careful.
I don't know how many be carefuls I can say when it comes to COVID and my dog. You say
be careful every single day. Even if I didn't have COVID, you would still say be careful.
Yeah, but I'm worried about you giving him COVID.
Does he look like he has COVID?
I don't know. He's been feeling warm a couple of days.
Girl, dogs' temperatures are naturally
like warm. 105.
Yeah.
I know. What else? This is a quick episode, 25 minutes.
But what in general? You're supposed to, the what in general gets you mad. You remember?
No.
What we did last time, one thing that we did for each other, and then one thing.
One thing what? Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Nah, I think you need to re-listen to the podcast.
That's what you said. I'm crazy.
So, one thing in general that made me upset this week, now that I know what you're talking about, the whole Biden thing that he talked about yesterday.
Girl, I honestly...
I don't even know. 427? You don't... Why are you looking at me like that? Like, don't talk politics?
No, because I don't...
You don't know what he said? Well, no. Essentially, he said that if you're not in a large crowd and it's outside, you can take off your mask.
Okay.
But, okay, let's say there's 15 people around me. Mm-hmm. They all have COVID.
Girl, shut up. Why would they be outside?
But do you see what I'm saying? People who have COVID aren't doing nothing. They literally cannot.
Yes, but like...
People... You're talking about carriers like me.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
But if I test negative again, which I'm going to get tested again this week, if I test negative again, am I truly a carrier?
I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if I don't have the virus in me, which is what your test is saying, then how would I be a carrier? How could I pass it to somebody else?
I wonder what my results are going to say.
You took another one?
No, but I'm going to.
Next week. I think you should do it on, like, Monday.
I think I should do it on, like, Wednesday.
Yeah, big facts.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just like, does that make sense?
I don't know.
So that made me upset. Meanwhile, we got people in India dying because they don't have the resources the same way we do.
Why?
And because...
Over COVID?
COVID, yeah. Supposedly, according to social media, and I'm not denying, it's just that social media is hard to believe. Anybody can say whatever they want in this world, put it out there, and if it gets enough attention, people will believe it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the complete opposite. I always question everything until I know the actual truth. I'm not in India, so I can't comment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
However, according to what they're saying, India is like in this do or die need because they don't have enough materials for ventilators and vaccines and all this stuff. So that made me upset.
Every time when you say India, I think of Pew.
Oh, that was a good movie. Stressful movie, but very good movie. On Netflix, you guys should watch it. What would you rate that movie?
I don't know. It gets me very angry at the child. I know I'm not supposed to be angry at the child, but I get very angry at the child and the father.
Agreed.
I would rate it, I don't know. Like,
I'm
overall?
I'm not asking about your emotions. Out of 10, what would you rate it?
It was probably like a 9.
9?
Because you can't really talk bad about it because it's real life. Like, it's not even, a true story.
Yeah,
so
I'd give it a 10.
That's like rating a crime case. Oh, hey.
No.
This crime case is a 2. I think it could have been more interesting than that.
You could have murdered him a different way, you know?
I wouldn't, you can't really...
No, but how it was put together, the music.
Yeah, it was like a 9, you know, besides the fact that it was an Indian.
Take the emotional part out of it.
Yeah, it's like a 9.
I think adding the emotional thing to it for me was probably a 10. I love true stories.
Adding the emotional value for me,
it would put
it down. Because it just makes me so angry. Like, no offense.
Nobody, Ayana getting mad at a 3-year-old. You go, boy.
Listen, the 3-year-old is
just... My son rolling in the grass.
It's because I just know that my niece... But let me not compare children and how they were raised.
Girl, I'm not even recording.
That's so tragic.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, really?
I thought for a second I wasn't.
I was like, that's tragic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat
what were you saying?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to compare children. But, like... Just saying.
You know what game I want to play?
But
I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram, but there's this company. It's called We're Not Really Strangers.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah, I want to... Let's ask you a question from it.
I downloaded more games, and now there's one where they push each other. So that's cool. I'll show you later. I keep downloading games.
Where the heck is it?
I have, like, about 12 games now downloaded on her phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm obsessed with the Dino Park game. It's so good, and I'm craving hot dogs because they have a hot dog stand in the game.
Child.
And I want a hot dog.
So should I make Alfredo or hot dogs?
I don't know, because Alfredo is, like, one of my favorites. All right. But, like, I've been craving hot dogs.
So, check this, right? What makes you feel loved even when you don't feel lovable?
Huh?
What makes you feel... Oh, who makes you feel loved even when you don't feel lovable?
Myself.
You don't have to say me. Oh, okay. So, when you don't feel lovable...
Yeah. It would be myself. I don't rely on anybody.
Okay, so when you... Okay, but if you're not feeling lovable, that's...
I still rely on... The only person I rely on is myself and, you know, Jesus. But, like,
yeah,
sometimes that's very conflicting for me. And if I'm not feeling lovable, then I'm not gonna think God would. But, I mean, like, obviously I do. But I'm just putting myself in the situation.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're not feeling lovable...
It would be myself.
So, when you start to feel the feeling of, like, yo... I don't feel lovable. Like, I don't feel like anybody's ever gonna love me.
Yes, then I'll be like, at least I love me.
Period, queen.
That's it. Like,
period.
At least I do.
Hi.
Can't rely on other people to love
big
you.
Facts. That's big facts. Should I ask the same question to myself?
Yes, answer.
Adino.
That's so true. That is so true, because he'll be there forever, for everybody.
Yeah.
Hi.
When his life comes to an end.
Stop, you want to cry. Excuse me.
You know, I love
me.
You, buddy. I love you so much.
Not her about to cry.
Ooh.
She crying.
You don't even know what's going.
He looks so happy. I'm a happy, happy boy.
Adino, even when I'm crying and I don't want him to come, like, he comes. We don't deserve animals.
We don't. Look at him. He's such a happy boy. He's smiling.
Happy, happy boy.
I'm a happy, happy
boy. That was a good question, though.
Oh, look at him. He's coming to your aid already.
Hi, buddy.
Literally, she tears up, and he'll be right there.
Anybody who cries.
Yes, he's right there. He's a good therapy
support.
Shout
out to the ex-wife for training him to do that. She must have been crying a lot. When I wasn't home. If you ever hear this, I'm sorry.
R.I.P.
No comment.
Hey, I'm getting ripped tonight.
So, that's it. We just want to come on here and think that we should drop a podcast every day. Maybe every other day.
Girl, we didn't even talk about that. We talked about everything but that.
No, this is what you do when you're potting.
Oh, wait. I wanted to ask you a question from the We Are Stranger Things.
Oh, child. I did. I asked myself that.
I know, but I wanted to do two questions so that I can ask you one. Okay. And then you have one.
I got to clean my phone with the
COVID. My face itch. Wait. So I just scroll and I find a question?
Mm-hmm. They're usually on the little cards.
Okay. How would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word?
Oh, tragic. Why are you looking at me like that's not really my answer?
Because that's my word.
Yeah.
No, like, that's my word. Like, I say it all the time.
It's tragic.
Elaborate. I have one.
It's like two words. Go ahead with your word.
Unpredictable.
Yes, that's a good one. Longevity.
Girl, you're gonna have to explain that word.
You explain yours first.
Like, I need a definition. Wait, what did I say again? I know the word, but I can't think of it. Unpredictable. Yeah, there's a lot of twists and turns. Mm-hmm. 1 second you're with somebody, the next you're not, and then sometimes you fight, sometimes you don't. You don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like you're like you have like this unspoken promise to somebody and you're trusting, you're putting all your faith and trust in one person, and they have to trust and put faith in you as well. So, and it's not even something that you should just play with, because it's like you really have somebody else's life in your hands. Yeah. And it's like, what are you gonna do? And every time that you do something, you're dropping them, and then now you have to pick up the pieces that you've shattered, and then you have to put them back together. But like, it's not your responsibility to do it, but it's just like this unspoken,
you kind of do if you're married,
right?
Yeah, if you're married.
I'm not married.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, it's just the thought of like having somebody's life, like you are like a really big influence in somebody's life, and what you say can like completely destroy them. Like, it takes one word.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also like the beauty in it, and then all the good, and then, but it's like, it's just hard to think about, because it's literally like you're responsible for yourself and somebody else in one.
Mm-hmm. That's big facts.
So it's weird. But it's still beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is just so beautiful. It hurts, yeah. And it brings joy, yeah. Sadness, but anger, it is all
the
process, of them.
The it's such a beautiful thing to go through.
It
That's
is.
That's why I don't regret. What did I call it? Everlasting?
No, longevity.
Oh, longevity.
I don't know what that word means. That's what I'm saying.
Like where it goes the distance.
Mm. Like miles?
Yeah. Like, okay. Girl. Longevity. Because kind of like what you said, for me, when I love somebody, that never goes away.
Right.
Ever. Unfortunately. Like, I'm not one of these ruthless people that can just
they just let them go, and then they're like, I'm with somebody else. No. Yeah. Like, I envy them.
It's okay it's okay for people to, get and move on and move forward. But like, I have an ex right now who's engaged that I dated throughout high school. And I'm so happy for her. But like, I genuinely, when we reach a status to where I say I love you, like, I hold on to that forever. And that literally goes the distance. That never, and she did me dirty, crazy dirty. Not to say that I didn't do anything bad either, but we were in high school, for goodness sakes. But for me, my love always goes the distance. Whether I love you, we're in a relationship, I'm gonna go the extra mile for you constantly. Or I was married to you and I'm gonna forever internally, unconditionally love, and that'll forever be. But it literally, it surpasses everything for me. It goes, it's long. It never goes away.
But then again, I also feel like that's something with our family, because
100%.
Like, whenever something, if anything were to, or something does happen, mm-hmm. it's like you are trying to, like, you work through that. Even
yeah,
if you can't,
yeah.
you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're not talking to that person for, like, a month.
Yeah.
You're still gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, it's very hard for me, because being raised around, like, seeing, like, literally every one of my siblings, mm-hmm. like, fight for whatever, that like, that person.
Even if it's, but listen, fight for that person, but...
And just for the whole relationship in yeah. general, and then themselves as well. So, I don't know. And other people just, they're not like that.
I envy that. There's not enough of that anymore. But I mean, for goodness sakes, it's, you know, it's life. And you take it for what it is. And that's that.
I think that's our family's toxic trait.
Yeah,
we don't let go. The other person could be like, I'm literally done with you, like, don't talk to
me. Trust
and then,
me.
And then we'll be like, they
ask
want
your ex-sister-in-law. Yeah, like,
they want
literally, that's my whole life. And it's still kind of me, but like,
because there's
there's always hope,
even when there's not, there's still hope.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyways, we're gonna end it on that. So thank you for the two people who happen to listen to this.
Hopefully, I wonder if one of them was my friend.
Hopefully we increase on this episode,
right?
And
y'all are some fake
we have
people.
At least three listeners instead
that
of
would
two.
Be dope.
That would be, what is that, 100% increase? No, that would be a 50% jump.
That would be dope.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So
child, get into it.
Ooh. Signing off. Remember to always follow us at Las Hermanas on Instagram.
We don't have an Instagram.
We will after this. Hopefully that name is not taken.
Watch it be taken. We have to do Las Hermanas underscore dot period. Wait, that okay. is a dot.
All right. So Las Hermanas period.
But what if that's not a thing?
It's gonna be a thing. Las Hermanas period. You'll see us pop up. Or you can follow me separately period. At Drip of Holy and
she's just trying to get the girls.
If you're a dude, you can follow me too. Ayana's a minor, so you're not gonna follow her. All right, bye.
Bye.
Adios. Buenvenidos. Welcome back.
Ma'am, I wasn't aware that you were starting right now.
To Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
Shout out to everybody who didn't listen to the first and right. the second episode.
Right.
We just be doing this.
They're so fake.
It's all right. So, yeah, welcome back. A couple things we want to talk about really quick. We finally have our Instagram.
Is it Las Hermanas period?
No.
What is it?
If you didn't listen to the second episode, go listen to the second episode and come back.
So, what is it?
Las Hermanas.
Yeah.
And A-N-D. Primos.
Who's Primos?
Cousins.
I'm done with you.
I quit. let's see if we got any followers off of our one post. Nope.
What was the post? You see, I just love how she's not approving none of this by me.
Well, you don't.
Let me see.
How active do you want to be?
Pretty active. Oh, I would like to know what's being posted.
Well, it's not like we're showing our faces right now, unfortunately.
Let me see. What is it?
Hold on.
Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas. Well,
hopefully this will be some awesome content for people to go back to and listen to, right? Latina. Yo, if you guys haven't checked out Sean Fury on YouTube, highly recommended. You guys go and do that. Dang, lost her. Maybe I should follow it.
That would be helpful. Maybe you should send it to your sister as well. Your Hermana. Yeah.
Las Hermanas and Primos.
Latina.
We need to, like, have a photo shoot or something. But we got one follower. Me. All right. This is the clip that we posted.
You posted.
Yeah.
Good night.
It was when we talked about the sunglasses. Anyways, so yeah, welcome back. Make sure you follow our Instagram at Las Hermanas and Primos. Primos, P-R-I-M-O-S. We'll be more than happy to follow our cousins back. What?
I said they're all boys.
Well, no, if it's more than one, you still...
Primas?
No, Primas is if it's only all girls.
Yeah, and wouldn't Primos be if it's all boys?
No, Primos is if it's all boys or if it's boys and girls because the masculine dominates the feminine.
Tragic.
Which is very toxic masculinity of the Spanish language.
R.I.P. R.I.P. that language.
Child. So Ayana still has COVID. So let's do our daily update.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm fine. I've been like...
You've been pretty active today. Yes, yeah, killing it. Yeah.
I cleaned my room. I've cleaned the kitchen twice. I've cleaned our disgusting bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It's only disgusting because of her.
You know, I would expose you.
What? The pee?
Yes.
Okay,
I
pee hard.
I lift up the seat.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that's not my pee because my pee is like straight clear right now because of all the tea that I'm drinking. You just said that your pee was yellow.
One day.
Yeah.
Look at all that water I be drinking.
And I be drinking a lot of tea.
Tea makes your pee yellow. Anyways, I'm not even going to lie. That's me, low key. Sometimes I pee super hard because I pee a lot because I drink so much water. And it just goes...
Like, it just doesn't even dry. It just stays liquefied. And I have to wipe that. Well, I spray it with bleach. And then...
Purr.
Yeah.
My bad. Purr. I'll do better.
Oh, but yeah.
But other than that, in the bathroom... Is that what pissed you off today?
Yes.
Well, because we can't say this week anymore for recording every day.
Well, that's what made me mad recently.
Recently.
It's something new every single day.
Every day. I don't think I got upset with you yesterday. What do you think we'll be able to start showing these people our faces? I feel like we would get more engagement.
But I don't want to record my face when I'm not doing makeup. I thought that was like the off-brand version
of J-Lo. You're going to literally have to get ready every day. We promise these folks an episode pretty much every day.
The two people listening.
They didn't listen to the second one, so I don't know.
Right.
I got to figure out. I don't know. I'll figure out. I'm having fun doing this. I hope you guys are having fun listening, because this is truly your show. I know, buddy.
Girl, we were talking about
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how you feeling? Parents are on their way to the ER right now.
So cute. Yeah. I just got the text.
Yep.
Interesting.
They're not doing. God bless you. They're not doing so hot.
Yeah. Nah.
But Ayana's thriving.
Yeah. I've been cleaning.
And
I cleaned my room. I haven't cleaned my room since February.
My child.
And what month are we in?
And that's all mental illness.
Yeah, a lot of mental illness in it. In it.
In it. But I'm proud of you because you got your room clean.
Thank you.
And now you were able to do a hair mask and relax.
Yes, I was.
Good. So, COVID.
You can't keep up your British accent.
I just feel like I might be offending somebody right now.
I think the whole, podcast would be offending somebody. Because, you have two different people.
Who cares?
You have biracial people. Biracial.
She's a biracial. Wait,
that was cursive.
She's biracial.
Biracial.
Let me pull up this outline. Because people are all right, get into it. Get into it.
Yeah, we don't even have a conversation. We're just talking to each other. I don't even know what we're doing.
No. You want to talk about your love life right now?
My love life?
Yeah.
What about my love life?
Are you sad about it? What is the status of your love life right now?
I don't have a status on my love life. My love life is on pause. That's what it feels like.
So you have a love life, it's just on pause.
I don't know. It's interesting. I am single. But do I want to be? No. No. No, I don't. I don't know. It's really weird. I still talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wish you were together.
Of course I do.
So you guys could, kiss.
Yeah. But that's not why.
Okay. So what's the difference if you guys still talk?
Nothing, honestly. It's just different. Because now I know that there's a chance that some hoe can actually flirt with him. And I'm like, girl.
It's not her fault.
I know it's not her fault.
Yeah.
But
he's single. He's a single king. You're a single queen.
I will still cut a hoe. I'm just saying. He's not entitled to be with me. That's okay. He can be free and do what he wants to
do. Big facts.
As long as he's happy.
Aw.
Girl, shut up.
That was cute.
Shut up.
When you love somebody that much, the ultimate goal that you want for that other person is just to be happy, even if it's not with you. So that's big of you,
I guess.
Want to know mine?
Yeah. Go for it.
What?
Who's the new chick?
I ain't got no chicks. I thought about downloading another dating app just to keep myself entertained, but I've thoroughly come to realize that I do not like... I think the first week is exciting, getting to know people.
She doesn't like lesbians.
I'm really struggling. I'm not gonna lie. It's not that I don't like lesbians. Don't take that offensive LGBTQ+ community. But it's just I'm really struggling with... coming in contact with a woman that is not crazy about astrology, can
she just
hold
wants
a conversation.
Basic lesbian.
Not a I don't want a base. I want an.
I'm not saying like a basic, basic white girl. I'm not saying like a basic lesbian. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a standard.
A normal
lesbian.
Chick.
A normal human being.
And she keeps emphasizing lesbian because I've never really
She doesn't call it lesbianism.
Yeah. Well, I've accepted that now, but I'm just saying I've never been with a lesbian. I've never
heard her say, hey, I'm a lesbian.
I've been saying it really recent.
Girl, I've never heard you say
I've really been working on that. I don't like to put myself... I don't feel like anybody should have a category. I feel like if I see two gay guys walking down the street, I should just say, look, it's Matt and Jim. They're so cute together. I don't have to be like, yo, those gay guys look so cute together.
But then when you go out to gay clubs, you'd be like, I went to a gay club and I saw drag queens, gay guys, gay, 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 thumbs, gay. And I'm like, okay.
Big facts.
Exactly.
Yo, okay, but for me, it's so everybody easier. Likes their pronouns respected, oh, right? Oh, God. So, stop. Listen, but I'm at a place now, you call it what you want it, but how I identify, I'm literally just Lachey, and I enjoy company of a woman, and that's just what it is.
You're just Shay that likes vagina. Because you don't even want company Big of a fact. Woman. You don't even want vagina, even. Like, you just want attention.
Who said I don't want vagina? Because I'm celibate?
Yes!
Yeah, I've been celibate for almost 3 years, exactly. Guys. Holy
so
crap.
So if you really wanted it bad enough, you would have gotten it. You had plenty
of. Well, just because I don't feel like I should just be giving myself away to just some, like, random that I've only known for 2 months. I feel like I should be in a pretty decent, committed relationship. But all these chicks that I've been running into is, like, they love astrology and then they look way into that too much.
And then they like the tarot cards and then they're like, what's your sign?
Not necessarily, not all of them, but like there's an element of astrology. And I'm like, it's not astrology, it's astrology. Like, it doesn't matter what sign it is. It's like, just let's just be us, bro. Like, can we not?
Like, just vibe.
Yeah. So the astrology thing stresses me out. And not to mention, I'm still legally married. I'm not trying to bring that up, but I'm just saying. That's not a problem for none of these women that I've talked to. What the problem is that I don't want to have sex until I'm at least in a committed relationship. And honestly, I don't think I'm going to be in a committed relationship because I'm still not divorced.
I just had a really stupid...
What?
R.I.P. that marriage. I'm sorry. It just came in my mind.
It's so frustrating. I don't know. I know I have two friends, right? That my ex-wife and I they were a couple. We were a couple. They ended up getting married around the same time Danielle or my ex-wife and I started getting married or whatever. But we were all friends. But essentially, he left his wife and they're still legally married, and now he has his new girlfriend pregnant.
Okay.
So but there's still
what's
married.
Going on with that year that everybody's been married. I think that year was cursed for marriage.
Well, I don't know if they got married the same exact year. It was either right before
that
or
time
after.
Frame.
Yeah,
is bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just people don't understand that, like we talked about yesterday with love, how we're you and I, how we were brought up and what we see around us. It's like
right.
We like what the right thing to do to us is to fight. But when you look at it in retrospect, for some people, the right thing to do is run away because that's how they were raised.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I say all this to say is like, I wish I could be like my ex-wife and then those two friends, because she got a new boyfriend, too, though. But I'm like, you guys are still married.
That's because of how we were raised.
How can you truly move on and give yourself 100% away to another person? Like, you're not even the person that you're with and you say you care about and you love. Like, you can't honestly give your full self to that person until you've let go of your marriage.
Like, girl, I wasn't even married and I still don't feel like...
Imagine being married.
Oh, child.
Because you understand the value and the concept of marriage. Imagine being married. Imagine how, like, being married and trying to navigate this whole thing. It is absolutely insane. But that's aside from the point. The women that I run into, the marriage for them is not the problem. What the problem really is the fact that I'm celibate. And I thought women were a little bit more conservative with their sex drive. Nope.
They're hoes. No offense.
Nobody hits me up like that. Like, yo, Lachey, I'm hot and ready. Like a little Caesar's pizza. Nobody says that to me.
Parking lot.
What? You're gonna hold that?
Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's referencing this one. The only person that I kissed since I've been separated.
Oh, I was drunk, though. There's another person. I forgot her name.
Don't say her name.
I'm not gonna say her name.
I'm literally friends with all of them. About what? Yeah, that's open to, they're all open to it, the conversation. All, like, I even had this conversation with Tampa, but it was a healthy one. It was like where our points of views and stuff were. But yeah, sex is like a huge thing when it comes to, like, look, it's astrology and sex for lesbians. And then right after,
and then the pride flags, you don't like that.
I don't even mind it at this point. I'm compromising so much, bro. So it's like,
don't change yourself for other people.
It's not that I'm changing, I'm compromising. Don't change
your values and your beliefs and what you like and don't like for other people.
I'm not I just don't. I didn't say that I'm gonna like the whole flag because they have a flag. I'm just not saying that if that's who they are, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Drip.
But what else was I gonna say about that? So yeah, so it's astrology, it's sex, and then you know what comes after those two for lesbians?
Let me guess.
Yes.
I'm thinking.
Okay. U-Haul.
U-Haul.
Yes. They're ready to move in with each other.
That's true.
Yo, over. They're weird. Yeah. So
there's like different kinds of lesbians.
Those are the only three that I've apparently been attracted to.
You're not gonna like them, but I like the plant lesbians, the one that keep plants. And
I would actually really like. I don't want a cat one.
Like they have the cat, and then they have plants. They're like the little indie lesbians, and then they read books all the time, and they're all cute, and they're literally like.
Those are also U-Haul lesbians. Those are potentially could.
They're the ones that
it's kind of like the band in high school.
They're literally the ones that don't. They don't have the flags like that. They don't do the tarot cards and stuff like that. They literally are just vibing.
It's because they're all Hispanics, the one that I like.
Yes, it is.
And the plant girls are the white girls.
Yes.
But white girls don't usually like me like that.
Try a black girl, but then most of them are studs.
Yo, I've been on the apps.
I don't even want to know.
The African American chicks that seem to find me attractive are not Meg Thee Stallions. They are chocolate more like lady. Broke Queen Latifahs.
Stop. Leave these beautiful women alone.
They're beautiful in their own way. Just Lachey. Not for me. What? Oh, I'm just not. God. They are beautiful. I'm just not attracted to them.
Well.
Anyways, there is one. Yeah, but she's in her whole little situation. The one I showed you, she's like a little stallion, dog.
I just remembered you were supposed to tell me a story.
About what?
We can talk about it after.
Just bring it up. What was I gonna say?
Oh no, that's personal life. What? Not our personal life, but somebody else's personal life. I'll text it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So yeah, that's it. That's love lives right there.
Girl,
single queens. Child, I know we went out of order too. We already did what pissed us off this week.
How did we start with that?
Because you talked about cleaning the bathroom.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Yo, you still gotta tell me about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it soon. She's biracial.
I have the Latina stuck in my head. Like, I've been seeing it over
Sean and over. Fury on YouTube, guys. I think the album is called... Huh?
Is he alive?
Oh, that's a good question. I think his channel, that album is called Flavors of Love.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, essentially, what he did is he broke down all different types of women and made a song about them. And then I started listening to some other songs. Child. Anyways.
Couples therapy. That's what we all need.
You're not in the couple.
Neither are you. Neither are you.
I know. We talk about
exactly why we need couples therapy.
I'm going to have to do an outline every night before we go to sleep.
That's so true because... Yeah. Wait, what even are we supposed to be...
What?
...talking about?
That's what the outline would be every day.
No, I'm talking about today.
That's what we're trying to put together because...
Oh, you don't have one?
We didn't put an outline together.
Oh, we're just talking?
I'm doing the same thing like I did yesterday, following the outline from the first podcast.
Girl, what? You're so slow.
Oh, child. What did you do last night?
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do? Why can't I remember?
That's Hold what on. I'm saying. Like, Stop my mind playing. Just went blank. After we talked about your hair that I'm doing for the animation.
Oh, okay.
You helped me clean the kitchen for a second. You wiped on the counter.
I inhaled the stuff, the COVID air spray.
You feel like that's what kind of worked for you?
I don't know.
No.
Nah, I don't know, but yeah, then I did that. Then I cleaned the kitchen. Well, you did the dishes, and I like wiped out the sink, yeah. You know, the stove.
Oh, you know what we could talk about?
What?
Big things.
Big tits. Girl, what?
Big things. Big things.
Oh, what
about you moving out? The conversation that we had earlier about you moving out. Like, how excited are you about that? Like, what
I'm pretty stoked.
What is your expectation? What do you feel like your life is going to be? Or what are you painting the picture of your life being when you move out of the house?
Like, how do I see myself?
And are you still planning on moving in with me?
Or no. No, because you don't want me bringing my cats. So I'm moving into an apartment by myself. RIP, homie. My bad. You don't want me having my cats.
Mom says she would literally keep them.
But I want my cats. She looks so heartbroken.
Separation anxiety. Then I'm not moving out then.
Okay. Okay. Do you want a
Anyways,
cookie?
Like, so you, okay, what is so what do you have in mind for you? For real, just leave your cats here.
No, that's like, leave Adino here. You ain't gonna do it.
No.
No.
But you don't take care of the cats like that.
Girl, I literally just changed this water. I'm trying to get on it. I fed them. I've been feeding them soft food because mom won't do it.
Yeah.
And I give them catnip and treats.
It's just, if we take them... All right, you know what? You're right. I think this will be good. Do you plan on getting a roommate?
No.
I think that's a smart move.
Right.
Yeah, so you gotta get a real cheap apartment. What's your budget?
I don't know. I forgot it. There was a whole paper that me and mom did, and we like...
Apartments now are like $1,200 a month.
No, they have cheaper ones, like the one down the street, mm-hmm. and the one where...
Those are low-income housing, which aren't necessarily the best neighborhoods.
It's our neighborhood that we're in right now, homie.
No, but that's its own neighborhood within its own neighborhood. Anyways.
And then there's another one mm-hmm. that I know
is. So you're going to try to get into low income housing.
I guess. Is it that's what you would call it?
Yeah. Not, but a nice apartment, kind of like what I had in Orlando, is like $1,100,
$1,200. They don't look bad though.
What?
So the one that I went to, the last one that I went to, not trying to say anybody's name, but remember the last place I went?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly over somebody's what you're talking house. About, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice apartment.
Yeah, you can make and it what it is cheap. On the inside.
That was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they probably get assistance.
I mean, the outside.
You're not going to get assistance.
Okay.
Maybe we should go talk to some of these places and see what that
Mom
looks like
for you. Mom
said
that I was in January, though.
Okay. So, yeah, so your expectation, what is that? You want your house to be, like, a quiet, serene house or, like, a party house?
Girl, ain't nobody coming and partying in my house.
Okay.
I will go to other people's house and party.
What's the aesthetic going to be?
So, I'm not really for sure, but I know that I do want plants. I want them in my kitchen.
Ayana's going to be the bisexual indie.
I am. It's happening already. If I have a patio, I want plants out there with the papasan chair.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to keep my room basically the same as how it is now, just like a little bit different.
Yeah, because you're taking all, at least you don't have to pay for like a bedroom set.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm literally taking everything that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to just
I'm going to literally the same, stay literally. The night like every other night.
Oh my God.
I'm going to miss you.
Homie, do I need to get a pull-out couch?
No, I'll give you your space.
I low-key wanted beanbag chairs in my living room.
No couches.
I mean, I do, but I also want beanbag chairs.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay if you don't. I didn't have a couch for mad years.
I kind of want a couch. But I also want beanbag chairs.
You can do both. You can incorporate both. They have little beanbag chairs with like little ottomans on them.
I'll have like a little mini table. I don't need a big one. It's literally just gonna be me and my cats.
This is gonna be exciting.
Yeah, I also want to get the cats like the thing that we have now, but mm-hmm. I want to get them a bigger one, and I want them to have shelves so they can go up because Selena.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I definitely want. Isn't
it cool to hear kids dream?
Girl, I want them to have like their own little space.
Big facts.
So I want it to be kind of indie. My eye is twitching.
Whatever like, you do, do not let a nigga move in with you.
The only way I would have a roommate is if I'm dating somebody. But the thing is,
they need to move in after a year.
Yes, I was going to say. If.
And they need to already have a place. Listen, don't make the mistake that these women make where it's like, oh, he just needs a. In 2 months into it, he's like, oh, I need a place to stay. No,
no. No, you need to I have to be with you for at least maybe like a year because
And he has it couldn't be going from couch to couch. It's and after a year.
I don't see myself being with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that's complicating. And if it would be anybody, it would be the last one.
Child. Anyways,
I'm just saying. And I doubt that that's gonna go happen. That way.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt he would ever move in, like, within a year type deal. It would probably be after a while, so. And I don't even know. That's not even guaranteed to happen. So.
Well, let's not dream about that. Let's just focus on getting your whip and
her not being supportive. It's That's not- the only thing she doesn't support me in.
Because who wants to see their sister that they literally care about as if they're, like, their child? Their sister, their best friend.
I'm a mother. No drama.
Go through a bad situation that you know is holding them back from life.
What?
There's so much life to live. You don't know if you're going to want to travel to France when you're 22.
Oh, no. When I get older, I do want to travel. Like, that's been something that I want to do.
Okay, when you get your big girl job. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no. You don't know who... You tell me all the time, girl, what makes you think your soulmate is here?
Mine is an MPSL.
Point proven. So why it's waste gentle, your time?
Baby. I'm just... You know, a soulmate can also be your friend. A soulmate could be a loved one, actually.
No.
Not in, like, a sexual way.
Of course. I get what you mean.
Soulmates can be anything.
No. I believe soulmates is supposed to be your romantic partner.
Soulmates can be your best friend. That's just who you're supposed to live out life with.
That's a soulmate. So, I don't know. It's going to be fun watching you grow. I'm going to cry. I'm definitely going to cry. I'm going to cry when you graduate. I'm going to cry when you drive. I'm going to cry when you move into your space. I'm going to cry after. I'm going to cry all the time. I'm going to cry right now. All because you don't want to leave your cats here.
Yeah.
That's so whack.
And I also want to decorate my own bathroom.
Yeah, I agree with that. We definitely need separate bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I'm going to have mine in my apartment, and you can have yours in your apartment or in your house. Okay? Okay. Two different bathrooms.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
What do you want your house to look like?
Oh, man.
Black candle, LED lights, simple black couch.
Simple, futuristic, modern, rustic.
So, black. Metallic,
very matte black accents. Yeah, very chic. A couple green plants, not overly saturated, just little pops of green every now and then. Definitely LEDs. Very clean, very clean, sleek. I'm actually thinking about doing an apartment or not. I don't know. It depends on what, like, where God takes me. At this
point, you're about to live across the hall from me. I'm so serious. He knocks on my door every morning.
I just might. I might have a key to your spot. Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
No.
And you have a key to my spot. I could be
walking around naked and you just walk in. And I'm
that's
like,
okay.
No, it's not. No. I'm not. No.
Okay. You're not going to give me a key to your space? Boundaries. Okay, give me a key to your place and then give me hours where I can just come in and when I cannot.
So I have to have hours that I can't walk around my house naked. Yes.
You never know who's gonna break down the door, so you don't wanna be naked anyways.
Girl, says you. You're the queen of being naked. Okay. Throwback to Shay going to the nude beach.
For real, you're not gonna give me a key? That's whack. Only when you go out of town or something? That's whack. That's so whack. That's so whack. Anyways, let's move on to We Are Not Strangers question.
She butt hurt.
Heck yeah.
Girl.
Because that breaks my heart. Like, I'm excited, but like,
I don't want you to just walk in my house.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? I'm kind of scared of you living by yourself.
She's scared I'm gonna die in my sleep and nobody gonna know.
I'm low key. Literally. I'm low key terrified. Ah, I don't wanna cry.
You already are crying.
I am petrified of you living on your own. Not because you can't do it, just because I'm not there to protect you.
Girl, you'll be across the hall.
I hope if so. If you want. I hope so. But that's literally the biggest reason. Is girl, because I have to let go, huh?
Yes, ma'am. You got to worry about yourself while I worry about myself. I will be okay.
I know you will.
I'm going to be A-okay, homie.
Child, that doesn't make it easier.
Girl, I'll stab somebody if they break in my apartment. You know I will.
I know. You shoot them. Okay. Fill in the blank. Mind you, this podcast is not sponsored yet. Today I'm struggling with
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead.
The fact that you're gonna be moving out on your own.
Okay. I'm struggling with explaining to you that I will be moving out on my own.
Are you really? No, you're not struggling. You're doing it with pride. You're going to be just fine.
I think I'm struggling. I'm struggling to teach the cats to say please when I give them their soft food. I tried to do that. Like, just a little meow, you know?
They're cats, my ninja.
Just a little meow, meow. And they didn't do it. Well, Simon did. And then Selena, like, she didn't even want the bowl.
Give me my food.
Yeah, they sat there for 5 minutes staring at me while I had the bowls in my hand. And mom was yelling at me to feed the cats. And I was like, I am, but they're not saying please. She's like, they don't understand what please is. And I'm like, but like, literally every other time she'd be like, they understand me. They know my language. I'm like, ma'am.
Who said that? Mom said that?
Yeah, she said, like, she never heard her say that. She'd be like, she understands me.
No, I didn't. I should have asked you that question. I'll save it for tomorrow.
What question?
I said I'll save it for tomorrow.
I want another question. You're gonna forget. Are you avoiding any hard conversations with yourself?
No. I got mad fat over this last year.
I think you're avoiding the conversation with yourself that I'm gonna be leaving.
No, because we just talked about it.
And I don't think you've accepted
it. I have not accepted it yet, but
I don't think I even have any hard conversation.
Where you really look at yourself in the mirror and be like, all right, what am I not happy with right now? And it's my fault. And how do I change it?
Probably the way my room was set up. Oh, but I wasn't avoiding it because I did it.
Exactly, so it's nothing.
Oh, I don't think I'm avoiding anything then. I don't know. I kind of just be vibing.
Oh, cutting off toxic friendships right now.
For who?
Me.
Oh.
Just not having that conversation.
About to say, not me.
You kind of, but not really. You're in this gray area.
I am in this gray area.
Yeah. And I think I've already crossed that line. I just need to have those conversations. So I was watching that dude that I showed you, Kevin Samuels.
Who that?
The one that was like, what's wrong with your teeth?
Who?
The old school black dude. And he had the girl come on the TV and then on a cold call. And then he was like, what's wrong with your teeth? Anyways, he brought up the point that some women are out here doing the mediocre shuffle.
What's that?
Pretty much what I've been doing every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday going out and just, that's all I'm doing is just work all week and then go out all weekend, like mediocre shuffle. That's another thing that I've had to talk to myself about. But that's why I gotta kind of cut off certain friends, because we ain't doing that no more.
I've been telling you.
Period. Anyways, anything else you want to leave with the people? Thanks for listening.
No, I zoned out.
All right, guys, until tomorrow. Adios, primos.
Adios.
Don't forget to follow us at
Yo Soy Dora.
Las Hermanas.
And Las Hermanas.
Primos. And primos. And then you can follow me individually at Drip of Holy on Instagram. And not Ayana, because
she's a minor.
Yep. We're gonna cross out Ayana because she's a minor. When she's 18, maybe, but not right now. Peace, love, and chicken grease.
My chicken grease.
I don't know if that's how it looks. Pollo grease.
Pollo tropical.
Peace out.
Adios.